Hopefully this will be short. Next slide. So these are the major, there's a couple of sets of changes. These are the major changes that these are the non-editorial changes, I should say. So first, the major other thing that was ongoing and was the Jose Working Group was working on doing the part that we were interested in was the digital signatures for JSON objects. That was overlapping quite a bit with what they were proposing to do was overlapping quite a bit with what we needed in the redistribution section. So since that's not core to the protocol, we just decided to remove that, and the idea is to submit that as an extension document at a later point. As a byproduct of that, the server information servers became basically unused. It was entirely empty, so we removed that too. I'm not sure if that's a little more controversial, but if you could imagine right now, there is no need to have that in the base protocol. The idea is for extensions, if they can use the other extension points in the protocol, that would be preferred. If there is information that you could imagine needing as like overall information about a server itself, then it might make sense to keep it. If people have a strong feeling one way or the other on that, that would be useful. But right now, it didn't seem useful to have something that was entirely empty in the base protocol. The other change was changing the cost from a JSON number to a JSON value. The idea was, at least in the formal specification, make sure that it can be extended other people can use non-numbers in extension documents. The only thing we use in the base protocol is numbers for costs. So right now there's language in there that says the implementation of the base protocol should validate these are numbers unless you are using an extension that says something otherwise, and that extension should say how such a condition is ever signaled to you. So if there's better language that people wanted to suggest around that, that would be useful too. The idea right now is implementation should stay the same, or should stay basically the same, but it allows for better extensibility. The other thing that we added was added a few operators, the equal to operators greater than and less than or equal to operators to the constraints. Next slide. And then a couple of editorial changes that were discussed on the list. Make it clear that costs are end-to-end. You shouldn't be computing like shortest paths over an adjacency matrix, basically. If we're going to do something different than that, it would be an extension. But in the base protocol, these are end-to-end costs. The issue of cost constraints and ordinal costs. As it's written in the protocol, it applies to the cost values themselves. There's nothing stopping you from saying that I want to apply constraints to an ordinal cost. You just may not be getting what you asked for. So make sure clients are aware of the caveats with specifying constraints like that. And next slide, I think, is what do we do next?
Before we go to the next steps, I understand that some of the changes were done to add the extensibility capabilities to the protocol that were asked by people proposing extensions, right? We would first like to understand, I see some of them, of the proposers in the room, if the extensions now in the new version of the document, the extension capabilities, are enough, are okay to allow such extensions. That's probably useful input at this point.
Okay, hello, Sabine. Definitely the extension of the value type from number to JSON value, which is fully generic, is a good point. Is a good way of extending what you want to represent. As for a particular extension that I proposed, which is multicast, I still see the restriction in the value type for the JSON mod. No, sorry, the cost mod and the cost type, because it still implicitly says that it has to be one single value, so which is okay for that, completely in line with the base protocol. So then I need to figure out how to extend the protocol without having to define the whole set of new media types.
Right. I'll wait for other comments on that, too.
Maybe you first.
I was going to say, without going into too much technical detail on the multicast one itself, it's probably not hard. It's probably a little bit difficult to figure out how to extend that, like, in the protocol discussion. There are a few ways we could address off the top of my head. There's a few ways we could address it. One of the ways is for the multicast one to define another cost type, which is like a multicaster, for example, and then add another part to the capability section, which says here's an array, which is the list of cost types that are included in the response. Another way would be a new MIME type. Another way would be to change like the instead of having cost type and cost mode be a string, just have that also be an arbitrary JSON value too. But that seems a little bit less clear from the but that's probably a little bit too much because there's not really a JSON object that's going to go in there, at least for the purpose of multicast. So there's a number of ways with different trade-offs, though, that we could go with that.
Martin Schlimali speaking. Speaking as AD, so my head is not fully up to speed this morning, and so my first question would be, were you saying extensions? Is this like really an extension to the outer protocol, or is it sort of clarification in some of the corners where things are not yet clear and would need to be made clear? I'm trying to understand what you're proposing, if it's really an extension to the existing protocol, or if you're just asking for a clarification of a data type.
The first answer. Actually, I was wondering how I could, which could be the ways to allow to also have some more genericity in the encoding of the cost types and cost modes.
So basically, right, how it's understood from here is that Sabine is asking for to relax some the constraint on the cost type, right? But that would probably reach points out that would probably add complexity that is in implementation. It's not worth it, since there are other ways to do to implement the multicast extensions you're proposing, right? So the question is, are the options that Rich mentioned enough appropriate for the multicast extension you have in mind? If the answer is yes, we call this issue closed. And so, Sabine, I mean.
I don't think he was saying your answer is yes. He was asking if the answer is yes.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Well, I think we need to, I would need to sit down and see, write down how I could deal with that. But as you said, there are several options. So ideally, if there is a possibility to relaxing it without breaking and complexifying too much the protocol, then it would be good, because then you stay within the same set of media types and you don't have to define new ones. But I mean, if it the feeling is that it just as saying cost types and cost modes are arrays rather than single value, if it's really too complicated to encode that in the base protocol, then I mean we only can take the options of defining a new set of MIME types, extension specific MIME types.
I personally think that Rich made a very good point about avoiding complexity and the complexity that such a change would imply. So I would tend to call this issue provisionally closed unless by the end of the week or let's say by the end of next week you will come out with some concrete objection on the mailing list, right? So take your time, but we really want to address this and move forward, okay?
So one comment is, if we're looking at things for extensions, if it's for a particular extension, it would only be used for that. It's probably less ideal to put in the base protocol. If it's something that would be reasonably used by multiple different types of extensions, that's something that we should really consider about having an extension point for in the protocol.
So Martin Stiemeling speaking, maybe a question. So this type of extension, is this something which can be added easily later onto the protocol since it affects, let's say, the JSON objects without making too much hassle?
There are other ways to extend the protocol due to multicast.
Yeah,
so that there exist other methods.
Right.
The best way is still up for discussion.
Yeah,
but
it's a question like if we add, let's say, arrays to the protocol, do we need to change a lot of stuff?
So the way that it's written right now, or the idea for changing JSON number to a JSON value was, for example, if you had a cost that ended up being a vector, for example, you could encode that as a JSON array. Or if you had a cost that had, the other one that's been proposed is, I have a cost that's like 1 hour from now, another cost that's 3 hours from now. I might encode those in the same like entry in the matrix. You can do things like that. But multi-cost is really kind of a semantic change because then you have, it's a larger change beyond that because you do have, you have to account for how many cost types can I ask for the server?
Yeah.
Like, what if the server supports a subset but not all of them? What if there's other things to take into account for that kind of extension?
Okay, so my opinion would be so that we should leave this out because we should get the protocol done finally. And if the working group believes that we need to have this, I would say we should do it later on sometimes or discuss the ways how we can do it in other ways in the protocol.
Okay. Yeah.
So now coming to the next steps, I think everybody agrees that it's due time to move this document forward, and the chairs would like to issue a working group last call, let's say at the end of next week. It would be, we will give enough time for accurate and deep reviews, and we will take care of volunteering reviewers that can do. Can make sure that the document is in a good shape to go to the ISG.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Rich.
So, if you're, I think this is a benchmark document for this working group, at least. There is other work that has been proposed that we'll talk later. That depends on the base protocol being specified fairly well enough. If you would like to review this, please let the chairs know. We would like to have, a good and in-depth review of this going forward. So please do let us know. Otherwise, we'll have to start picking.
Martin Stiemeling, you're going for working group last call, isn't it? Or
working group last call.
Yeah, just to mention this to the group.
Yes.
That people know that. It's now people, it's uptime to go to the draft and read it really carefully.
Yeah, exactly. So once more, this is working group last call. This is a benchmark document for this working group, and we would like to issue it, as soon as we close, as soon as after Paris. So for working group last call, we are looking for volunteers. Please let us know.